Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over various surface types that you can choose from when you're having a pool built. If you already have a pool built, I'll go over some of the ins and outs of your particular surface type. And I find that pool surface types are kind of area dependent. So depending on what part of the country you're in, you'll have one dominant surface type that the builders like to put in. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. And just speaking from my particular service area, most of the builders here will put in a standard plaster pool, or they'll put in a pebble tech pool. And of course, there's variations on the plaster pool. You have quartz, you just have standard white plaster, and pebble tech has a variety of different pebble features, or I guess you can call them sheens. You can have the pebble smaller, larger, not super large. You just have the standard pebble size, and then you have different aspects of pebble. And they're pretty popular in my area. They're a lot more expensive than the other surface types, vinyl and fiberglass. But they last a very long time because they're basically river rock, and you're going to have a very durable and a very nice consistent surface. And so let me talk real quick briefly about the consistency of the surface of the pool. And this is a big thing for homeowners that have a pool built, or if they're thinking about having the pool remodeled. What is the most consistent surface you can get? And I would say, without a doubt, vinyl and fiberglass are, of course, the most consistent surface you can get, because you'll get a vinyl pool and usually there's a pattern. Unless you do something crazy, you can't really ruin that pattern, but you can, of course, damage it, and I'll go over some ways to prevent that. And then fiberglass, of course, is just basically white and you have a really uniformed look. You can get colored fiberglass pools as well, but the white's pretty standard. And you're going to have a uniform color because it's basically just a piece of plastic, it's fiberglass, and there's not a lot of variation. The pools that you're going to have a lot of variation in colors in are the plaster pools, or the colored plaster pools, especially the light grays, the kind of greenish grays, and sometimes even in the black, darker colors, you're going to get some discoloration, what's referred to in the industry as mottling. And this is not anything that is a problem with the actual build of the pool. It's just the particular product that you're using. And there is no effective way to stop the mottling or the different shades of color appearing in the surface. It just happens over time, sometimes immediately, sometimes as the plaster is curing. It's basically like if you were to walk around your neighborhood and look at the cement, the sidewalk, and you're going to see that the particular slabs are usually 3 feet by 4 feet or something like that, or 4 feet by 4 feet, you're going to find that you're going to see different colors in those particular sidewalks as they age. Look at your driveway. You'll see that the cement is not a consistent color. And that's kind of what's in your pool if you're getting a plaster pool. It's a product very similar to that. And so the discoloration and the shades of color are very normal for that product. And I think the lighter the colored plaster, if you were to get a light gray colored plaster or maybe a light blue color, you're going to see a lot more of this than if you just had a standard white. Of course, the white you're going to see, if it gets cloudy out and you look at your pool, you'll definitely see it. And now with all these new LED lights, if you have a bright white LED light, you're definitely going to see different colors in the actual surface at nighttime when the light's on. And this is something that's normal with those particular pool surfaces. Most builders will have some kind of waiver that you sign saying that these are natural occurring things in the plaster and they're not liable to redo it because these exist. And if you can't live with that, if you're the kind of person that's going to sit out there in your lawn chair and be grumbling about how your pool looks, then I would say go with a PebbleTec pool, because you're going to get the most consistent color in a PebbleTec pool. Basically, it's just one color of the rock. Now, there is something to note about a PebbleTec pool, and that is that there can be some calcium buildup in the pebble. It's basically a rock, and so calcium tends to form a lot quicker on the PebbleTec pool, and it's much more obvious in a PebbleTec pool. If you had calcium forming in a plaster pool, it's not as noticeable, but in a pebble pool, especially the darker pebbles, if you're getting a darker shade, you'll notice some light areas in the pebble, almost like a white pattern, and it looks like maybe there's salt on the bottom of the pool, but that's actually just calcium buildup on the surface of the PebbleTec pool. And it's not uncommon, because if you're in an area where there's hard water, if your toilets have a ring around them, or if your aerators on your sink are all clogged up, you have particularly hard water, then you're going to get some calcium buildup on the pebble itself. It's just like the same calcium that builds up on a tile line. You'll see a white line on your tile, and that's basically what's happening in the pebble itself. So you'll see some faded areas maybe, and maybe even some white kind of buildup on the PebbleTec. And that's perfectly normal with the calcium buildup in the pool. And if you're using the LSI index and you have a really balanced pool, even a balanced pool over time will just get some calcium buildup. It's just the nature of the water. Any kind of water, anything that's in water over time is going to have some kind of buildup, and it's unavoidable. You may be able to extend it over a course of a few years, but inevitably you're going to have that buildup. Now, how do you solve this problem? Well, generally you can't drain it and acid wash it, because the acid doesn't normally remove the calcium. If you tried removing some calcium buildup on tile by pouring acid on it when you're doing the acid wash, you know that this has really no effect on the calcium buildup. So the only way to effectively remove the calcium from the pebble surface is to have it bead blasted. You would have the entire pool bead blasted, which can be a little expensive, because if you ever had your tile line bead blasted, you know that it's a pretty expensive procedure. And just imagine having your 10,000 gallon PebbleTec pool bead blasted. But it is the solution for the calcium buildup, and it's one way to remove that. And the pebbles can also be a little rough when they first put it in, and so I think you would want to get some swimmer shoes so that you don't have bloody feet. And this is the same for plaster pools, because a lot of times, even if you do the startup correctly and have someone do it for you, there's still going to be some plaster dust in there. And that plaster dust tends to cause small cuts on your feet, even on your hands if you're pushing off the pool a lot. So I would recommend not touching the pool walls when it's fairly new, maybe the first 3 months. You don't want to be pushing off the walls a lot, playing, you know, if you're diving and pushing back on the walls, you can start getting some cuts in your feet and hands. And PebbleTec is usually rough around the step area. Over time, it gets a little less rough, but just note that the pebble surface is going to be a lot rougher than your plaster pool. So before you have one of these put in, kind of go to one of the builds that's done already, rub your hand in the step area or the side of the pool, or feel the samples that they bring over to your house, because this is going to be how the surface feels to you when you're walking on it, swimming in there. So it's a little rougher. It's not going to cut your feet as time goes on, but it's not going to be nearly as smooth as a plaster pool. And it definitely won't be as smooth as a fiberglass pool. I can rub my hand on a fiberglass pool all day long. It's kind of soothing to rub your hand in there because it's so smooth. It's kind of like a surfboard, basically. And it's going to stay that way if you keep the water balanced. And so if you really want a smooth surface, fiberglass is the way to go. Of course, in my area, they're not really popular. There's two types of fiberglass pools that are out there. They're the kind that are dropped in and they're just completely in a shell. They'll use a crane to bring it over and put it in the backyard. And then there are the ones that are built very much like a gunite or concrete pool, where they put the rebar in, they put everything in there, and then they kind of blow the fiberglass into the pool. And by the way, if you ever had watched one of these being reglazed, it's a really interesting process. And it's one that you don't want to be around, of course, while they're doing it, because there's a lot of fiberglass particles being blown everywhere. They cover everything. They kind of like make the whole pool enclosed with plastic coverings. They cover the equipment, cover the patio. They block off any neighbors' homes with plastic because it's a messy process. And that's the kind of thing that you would do if you had a in-ground built-in fiberglass pool. One of the problems with the fiberglass pools that are built-in, and you can kind of tell they're built-in because they look like just a regular pool. They have the coping. They may have tile. They usually have tile, I should say. So at first glance, it looks like a regular white plaster pool until you rub your hand in there and then you realize it's fiberglass. But the glaze eventually over time starts to deteriorate in these pools. I would say 15 years would be a good lifespan for these. And then you have to get them reglazed. But basically, if you brush the pool and you get a big cloud of white powder, that's the glaze on the fiberglass pool wearing off. You don't have that problem usually with a drop-in fiberglass pool, though I haven't experienced that with these. And the shell is usually made pretty well. The only problem with the drop-in fiberglass pools is that normally the builder will put in really small equipment for that, undersized equipment in my opinion for a pool, and so you would want to upgrade that. But those are the two types of fiberglass pools that I run into here. They're not super popular. I've only had a few on my route, and there's not something that you run into a lot in Southern California, but I do like the fiberglass pools. I think they really are great to have. They feel really nice, and they're a great environment to swim in because of the soft feel on your feet. Now, one thing you should know about fiberglass pools is that you can't use trichlor products in there. Most of the fiberglass pool manufacturers will void the warranty on the fiberglass if you start using trichlor. There's a couple of reasons for this. One, trichlor can stain the surface if you're using tablets. Let's say you have a floater and it falls out onto the fiberglass. Once that's stained, there's no way to remove that. It's just going to be in the fiberglass permanently. You can't drain a fiberglass pool and acid wash it. There's just nothing you can do at that point. So they don't really recommend using trichlor. Also, trichlor has a low pH, and that's not good for the fiberglass because the acid demand in the fiberglass pool is low already. It's just a piece of plastic, so there's not a lot going on there as far as the surface wanting the pH to go up in the pool. And so the pH usually stays pretty stable and sometimes low in a fiberglass pool. So if you're using trichlor tablets, you're going to lower that pH even more to a point where it can be very corrosive. I've seen some fiberglass pools where the pH is like in the fours. It's really crazy. They get that low. Same with vinyl pools because there's just a piece of plastic as well. So the pH is really important in a vinyl and fiberglass pool because it tends to stay low and it could drop into the corrosive range very rapidly. So trichlor is not something you want to use in a fiberglass or vinyl pool for that reason. I would say for a fiberglass pool, a great combination would be dichlor with maybe liquid chlorine to shock it. So I would use dichlor as maybe your weekly sanitizer. And you got to keep an eye on the cyanuric acid level as well because it'll start rising with dichlor. Since dichlor is about 50% cyanuric acid, but you would want to use that because you would want some kind of protection for the chlorine during the week. You would keep the same cyanuric acid level as you would keep in your normal plaster or PebbleTec pool in a fiberglass and vinyl pool. But you just note that the chlorine holds much better in a fiberglass and vinyl pool, maybe because the pH is more stable. That's one factor. I just think that they're smaller generally, so they're going to hold chlorine a little better. And I find that you don't really need a lot of chlorine. You don't need the trichlor tablets in there all week long. But you do need a chlorine level in there, and so dichlor is a good alternative to trichlor because the pH is about 7, and it's not going to drop the pH in a vinyl fiberglass pool as dramatically as trichlor tablets will. And I mentioned that the trichlor tablet will stain a vinyl fiberglass pool. One thing you don't want to add to a vinyl pool is any kind of cal hypo directly onto the surface or any kind of granular trichlor. You don't want to use trichlor tablets in the vinyl pool either, because if it drops out, it'll definitely stain the liner. But cal hypo can also stain a vinyl pool very rapidly. It doesn't dissolve as quickly as dichlor. Dichlor is usually safe in all pool surface types. Cal hypo, on the other hand, will stain a vinyl liner or bleach it out in a lot of cases, especially in the corners. If you were to pour a bag of trichlor, 1 pound of trichlor into a vinyl pool, some of it will go onto the deep end, but some will stay on the edges and sides, and that's going to bleach out pretty quickly. So if you are using cal hypo in a vinyl pool, I suggest you can pour it directly into the skimmer with the pool running, or you can dilute it in a 5-gallon bucket of water and then pour it into the pool. But I prefer the previous one, pouring it into the skimmer, because to me that's the safest way to add it to the vinyl pool. What if you're pouring it in the bucket and you don't let it dissolve well enough, and then you pour the 5-gallon bucket into the pool? If some cal hypo gets on the bottom, could stain it. So for a vinyl pool, I would say put the cal hypo directly in the skimmer with the pool running for 6 to 8 hours, or just use liquid chlorine. Liquid chlorine is not going to have a detrimental effect on the vinyl liner. And I think there's a myth that if you pour liquid chlorine in a vinyl pool, you're going to bleach it out. It really doesn't happen. The only time you're going to really stain the vinyl liner is if you pour muriatic acid directly into the pool and it settles on the bottom. That will actually cause damage to the liner and fade the color. So definitely if you need to lower the pH in the vinyl pool, you want to dilute the muriatic acid or just use the weaker one you would find at Home Depot. I think that's around 14%. I wouldn't recommend using the 31% muriatic acid in a vinyl pool because it is pretty strong. And if you get the weaker one, you're pretty fine with that. And you can dilute that in a 5-gallon bucket as well. Dilution is the key, I think, with the vinyl liner. You just don't want to put chemicals straight in there because you have the potential of staining it. As far as the vinyl liner tearing, they can rip very easily. So be careful with the pool toys you choose. You don't want to have like any kind of Hot Wheel cars or anything that could tear the liner. And I generally don't like vacuuming vinyl pools with my regular vacuum head. You can vacuum it and it's pretty safe, but if your vacuum head has any sharp parts on it that have worn down, it could catch on the liner and tear it. So for me, I really never drop a manual vacuum into a vinyl pool. I'll use an automatic cleaner in all my vinyl pools and I just won't vacuum them. I'll brush them and I'll make sure that they're clean. But as far as manually vacuum, I let the automatic cleaner do that for me. I would say the best automatic cleaner for a vinyl and fiberglass pool would be a bouncing type. I really like the Zodiac Ranger. I would say I would recommend that one for your fiberglass pool and for your vinyl pool. You can of course get the Zodiac G3. I wouldn't recommend the Creepy Crawly for these pools. Not that I don't like Pentair's Creepy Crawly. I think it's a great cleaner. It's just that they're noisy. You're going to hear a lot of noise from the pool. Plus, I'm not a big fan of the hard flapper. I just think that hammering over time could wear down your fiberglass pool, especially if it's getting old and it's one of the ones that were built into the ground. You can cause cracks in there, and I've seen creepy crawly cleaners actually cause damage to a fiberglass pool if it gets in the corner and doesn't move out of there. So just be careful and just go with the Zodiac Ranger or Zodiac G3 or the Zodiac Wahoo. All these have a really soft diaphragm that moves back and forth inside the cleaner. It won't cause any damage to the pool surface. I wouldn't recommend a gear cleaner in a fiberglass or vinyl pool because the geared cleaners tend not to be able to get up the slope of a vinyl pool. It's just too steep for the geared type cleaners like a Navigator or the pool cleaner. I would recommend using a bouncing type cleaner. The only cleaner that I know that works fairly effectively in a vinyl and fiberglass pool is the Zodiac MX6. It's a smaller version of the Zodiac MX8. And this small version does tend to work fairly good if you wanted a geared cleaner, but I would just go with a bouncing cleaner. And again, I mentioned I don't like dropping my manual vacuum head in the vinyl pool because you can tear it. Now, what about vacuum systems? Well, yes, you can use a vacuum system in there. I've used a bottom feeder in the vinyl pool with no problem. I'm just really careful when I'm using it not to get to the edges and get anywhere where it could potentially tear the liner. You can use the Riptide. But as you're moving up the slope, just make sure you don't use a Riptide there because when you're going from the deep to the shallow end, it may get really close to the surface. So I would say avoid that. The Hammerhead probably would be the best vacuum system for a vinyl pool. It's elevated pretty high off the bottom and the wheels are really good for a vinyl pool. So I would say that would be my choice. If you do pool service and you want to vacuum a vinyl pool, the Hammerhead would be the choice because there's really nothing on there that can get caught and tear the liner. And it's really a smooth vacuum as far as that goes. And they do sell brush vacs. So if you wanted to use a brush vac in the vinyl pool, you can do that. But I would say it takes forever and it's something that I don't recommend doing. It's a really slow process. A fiberglass pool and, of course, a Pebbletec and a plaster pool can take a regular manual vacuum. As far as a cleaner for a Pebbletec and plaster pool, I think the gear type cleaners are the best. Now, if you have an anti-vortex main drain, it's the drain cover that's like the size of one of those vegetable strainers. It's gigantic. A lot of cleaners will get stuck on there. I would say if you wanted to avoid that, get the Polaris Atlas or Polaris Max cleaner. It just has a really wide area or wide cleaning path, and it's not going to get stuck on those main drains. Robotic pool cleaners are good also. And you can use a robotic pool cleaner, by the way, in all these surface types. Just make sure that when you get the robotic pool cleaner, it says on there specifically for vinyl and fiberglass pool or safe for all pool surface types. That way you know you can use it safely in the pool. But for a PebbleTec and for a plaster pool, I prefer using a geared type cleaner. They don't get stuck anywhere in the corners and they do a great job. I say the Polaris Atlas and Max would be my go-to cleaner, but the Hayward pool cleaner is also a good option for you for that surface type. And some general cautions for the PebbleTec surface type. You don't want to use trichlor granular on that as well because it could stain the PebbleTec. You can use CalHypo safely in these pools, no problem, or liquid chlorine. They're pretty much indestructible, but you can stain the surface with certain types of chemicals, and I say trichlor would be the one that I would avoid in just about all pools as far as using the granular one, unless you're really good at using it. The granular trichlor is great only for a white plaster pool because it really won't stain it. And, you know, I would recommend not using the granular trichlor for green to clean or to take care of algae. If you're not familiar with using it, that product can stain pools. As far as a plaster pool, all the chemicals, all the particular chlorine types are safe for it. Dichlor, CalHypo, liquid chlorine, not going to cause a problem with the pool surface. Just note that, as I mentioned in the beginning, that there's going to be natural discoloration or color patterns in a plaster pool, and you just have to be able to live with that. But sometimes something will stain the plaster pool, so make sure that the kids don't play with any metal toys, Hot Wheels, any kind of water guns that have metal screws in them. I've seen these stain the pool. Basically anything that falls in the pool that's metal has the potential of staining the pool surface, no matter which one you have, vinyl, fiberglass, PebbleTec, or plaster. So try to keep all metal objects out of the pool, any battery-operated toys. The worst thing you want to do is have a battery explode on the bottom. It's really messy and it causes a lot of damage to the surface. So just use only pool-rated toys that don't have any metal in it and you should be safe. And in a vinyl pool, be very careful what pool toys you put in there. And last, I think I should caution you on acid washing your pool surface types. I think a lot of people have the misconception that any pool can be acid washed. Of course, for a vinyl pool, you would be logical not to even think about that. But sometimes people will drain a fiberglass pool, which I don't recommend doing, by the way, because those drop and shell fiberglass pools shouldn't be drained all the way down because they can pop out of the ground. There's not a lot of weight to them. Now, the ones that are built into the ground, like a regular pool, shouldn't have a problem. But really, to drain and acid wash a fiberglass pool is a definite no-no. You'll damage the surface and you'll cause black streaks. It'll just be a real mess for you. So the only pools you can safely drain and acid wash are plaster pools and PebbleTec pools. If you have staining on your fiberglass or vinyl pool, generally that's caused by metals in the water. If your fiberglass pool is turning a brown color, same with the vinyl pool if it's turning like a yellow color, you can treat that very easily with ascorbic acid. It's basically ground up powdered vitamin C. You can put 2 or 3 pounds in there, 4 or 5, depending on how big the pool is or how much metal staining you have. And the ascorbic acid will take that staining right off the pool walls. So definitely, there's really no reason to drain those pool surface types because the ascorbic acid will remove the stain on a vinyl and fiberglass pool really effectively, much more effectively than a plaster and a PebbleTec pool. So that's basically the different surface types. I know I went all over the place, but I wanted to give you just a prepper on some things to watch out for and some things that you should be doing with that surface type, some things you shouldn't do. And I think if, you know, in a certain area, you're going to have a lot of vinyl pools. In another area, you have a lot of fiberglass pools. And if you're in an area like mine, you're going to have mainly 95% plaster and PebbleTec pools. And you should really be familiar with the surface type in your area and the do's and don'ts of each surface type. If you're looking for other podcasts I recorded, you can find those on my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. And if you wanted to listen to other podcasts, click on the podcast icon. That'll take you to a menu, drop-down menu of about 1,400 podcasts. And if you're interested in the coaching program that I offer, you can learn more at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.